listener production.
Wall Street grinds higher ahead of another momentous week of economic and corporate news.
And Aussie shares expected to edge higher ahead of key retail spending data.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Tuesday, the 30th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, not a bad effort from the share market overnight. The Dow Jones is up by around 0.4%, having just closed moments ago. The NASDAQ up by a little over 0.3%, with a similar outcome for the S&P 500. The SPY futures are pointing to a modest improvement for the local share market today, up by around 0.2%. So we're kind of like halfway across the river.
Well, Tom, I think the broader pullback is still in play at the moment. So we have seen a big improvement in markets, particularly last week and into Monday as well. But that is on the back of the strong results from the Magnificent Seven last week. We've got Amazon reporting tonight. It's seen joining the pack this week with a jump in sales. Apple is expected to have a tougher time, with revenue and profit expected to be lower as iPhone sales slide. So much depends on the earnings season at the moment. As it stands, about 80% of US companies are beating expectations, so that's positive.
It really highlights where we are in terms of the market thinking, that tension that exists between growth, the outlook for rates and inflation, and earnings. To your point as to, you know, the extent of the pullback, the S&P 500, for example, in its recent sell-off, down in the order of about 6% from its peaks, give or take. And the question on everybody's lips is that enough? Is that enough to get people back into the fray? Or do we need to see things cheapen up a little bit to create the next leg in this improvement? On Friday evening, after the jobs report, we'll be in a better position to evaluate that equilibrium that I just spoke about.
We've got the US Federal Reserve beginning its two-day meeting on Tuesday. Of course, the central bank's expected to keep interest rates unchanged at that meeting, but we think that Jerome Powell's likely to sound cautious on the economic outlook, outlining the risk around still elevated inflation.
That's a point to make. Is he going to be cautious about the economic outlook, or is he going to be cautious about inflation? It's important to make that distinction.
That's true. So I think broadly it'll be a hawkish commentary from the US Federal Reserve.
It has to be, doesn't it? For
it has to be
credible.
But he'll be cautious about the fact that we have seen some evidence the US economy is slowing. The labour market, we get payrolls on Friday. We're expecting to see 240,000 jobs added. So that still indicates a tight labour market. So it's unlikely the US Federal Reserve is going to do anything until at least September. So look out for US bond yields. So, of course, those rising US bond yields, they didn't lift last night, but we have seen those rising bond yields take the shine off this upbeat corporate earnings season so far. The prospect of higher for longer interest rates poses a risk to growth, stocks in particular, and more broadly, the rally in share markets.
Indeed. So to your point, we had a two-year government bond down by 2 basis points in yield terms. So it finished around 4.97. So still loitering like a ninja around that 5% mark, ready to strike. And the 10-year government bond down by a slightly better clip, down 5 basis points to 4.61. In terms of individual stock movements last night on Wall Street, we had the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index up by around 0.2%. So the better improver when it comes to the indices. And that was because of the upbeat tone in the tech space, even though we saw declines for Alphabet, which was down by about 3%. But Tesla came to the rescue, an unlikely hero.
Tesla's been under a lot of pressure this year for a multitude of reasons. Its share price surged 15.3% overnight. And that was the biggest lift since March 2021, after the electric car maker passed a significant milestone to roll out its advanced driver assistance technology in China. We've had Tesla CEO Elon Musk charm the Chinese, if that's possible.
Oh, he's a charming guy,
in
though.
China, I mean, in recent days. Yeah. Tesla on Sunday said local Chinese authorities removed restrictions on its cars after passing the country's data security requirements. So that lifted Tesla shares. We also saw Apple gain 2.5%. Following a report that the iPhone maker had renewed discussions with OpenAI about using the startup's generative artificial intelligence technology, and brokers jumped on board, Bernstein upgraded Apple stock to outperform.
I want to flick over to the other side of the Atlantic, because European markets weren't blowing the doors off things, but they still managed an improvement in the case of the FTSE, which hit a new record high, was up by a tenth of a percent. The French market and the German market slightly easier, down by a quarter of a percent, and the Stoxx 600 index was just in positive territory. But what stands out, Ryan, in the European experience was the improvement where mining stocks are concerned. So that bodes well for the local experience. And BHP, those shares are up by 4%. They're keen to get their hands on Anglo American, aren't they?
Yes. What would happen if this was to take place, this marriage, would be that BHP, in its merged entity, would control 10% of the global copper supplies, surpassing Chile's Codelco and Freeport-McMoRan. So we think that BHP will eventually get there in terms of its offer, but of course, Anglo's after as much as possible. And then to add into this, you've got Elliott, the activist investor, with about $1 billion worth of Anglo shares to contend with.
What we saw generally in the Northern Hemisphere is your resource stocks tending to do a little bit better as well. So Freeport, McMoRan up by about 4%. Albemarle shares were up by about 7%. So at the margins, that is a positive as far as your local lithium stocks are concerned. In Europe, again, your luxury goods stocks weren't faring as well. So you had LVMH down by about 2%, Hermes down by a similar amount. So just catching a little bit of a chill, those organisations.
Yes, so we did see a fall in China's industrial profits in March. That dampened sentiment around the Chinese economy ahead of May Day holidays. So what we did see was those luxury goods companies under some pressure. Also worth pointing out last night that we did see Deutsche Bank fall 8.6%. As the lender reported a legal provision, it will make over litigation regarding its takeover of Postbank, which was set to hurt its second quarter and full year profitability. German consumer prices rose 2.4% year on year in April, and that was up from 2.3% in March, and that was slightly ahead of expectations, which also dampened sentiment.
What was worth pointing out in those German inflation figures was the moderation in services inflation, Ryan. That was quite encouraging in terms of the last month falling from 3.7% to 3.4%. So we often talk about the challenges in that space. So the Germans just being a bit German there.
Indeed they were, and we did see core inflation ease to 3% in April from 3.3%. So we are seeing a steady disinflation pulse there, and what we have seen is expectations for European Central Bank to lower borrowing costs in June lift.
On the local front today, there's a reasonable menu of outcomes today. On the corporate front, we've got quarterlies from Ampol, Liontown, Origin, amongst some others. Economic news brings with it private sector credit, retail sales. They're important numbers.
They are. So we're expecting to see retail sales lift 0.2% in March, a slight slowing from the prior month, but enough to see annual growth rise to 1.8%. We expect discretionary categories, particularly household goods, to remain the soft point of the print. And of course, Coles comes out with its quarterly today, Tom, which will have implications for consumer spending as well.
On top of that, we've also got Chinese PMI figures to look at. Important. Are they going to move the needle?
Well, we're expecting to see the official PMIs for April likely edge lower in growth territory after surges in March, largely reflecting fewer working days due to holidays. Business surveys will probably signal the recovery continued, albeit at a slower pace, Tom.
Gold prices are largely flat at this moment at $2,348 per ounce, so just slightly higher. We've got oil prices taking a decent dip, down by 1.3% or $1.13 in the case of West Texas Intermediate crude oil. And the Aussie dollar is currently trading at 65.7 US cents, Ryan.
Well, thanks for tuning in on Tuesday. We look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.